Good morning with WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Ice Cream will help a local social service agency serve its clients. Today, Whitey's will help Bethany for Children and Families by hosting its annual Cones for Kids Day. Half of all ice cream sales will be donated to Bethany to help pay for its programs, which include therapeutic recreation. That's designed to help children from the ages of 8 to 16 who have anger management and behavioral problems. All Whitey's stores in the Quad Cities will participate in the Cones for Kids fundraiser. A measure aimed to bridge the gender wage gap was approved by the Illinois General Assembly last month. This is the second attempt by lawmakers to get a No Salary History initiative into law. Employers would no longer be able to ask someone what they previously earned during interviews. Wendy Pollack is with the Sargent Shriver National Center on Poverty Law in Chicago. She says past salary shouldn't determine how much someone earns in the future.
We know that it's perpetuating lower wages for women and people of color, quite frankly, and we just need to put an end to it.
Still, some opponents say it would mean more expenses for employers. Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed the same measure last year, voicing some of those concerns. But if he signs it this year, Illinois would join the likes of California and Delaware, who already banned the question. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is supporting President Trump's pick to be the next ambassador to Kenya, Illinois State Senator Kyle McCarter. Sam Dunkelaw reports.
Durbin says he met with McCarter to discuss his Kenya nomination. McCarter is quite conservative, and Durbin says his voting record poses some issues, but that isn't stopping him from giving the Republican a thumbs up.
I think his background in Kenya makes him better prepared than most any ambassador political appointment that I've seen come out of this administration.
McCarter has done charity work in the African nation for decades. Durbin says he's setting up informal hearings for McCarter so other senators can ask him questions about his background and experience. McCarter still needs confirmation from the full U.S. Senate before he can begin work. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
An Iowa county gave more than $800,000 in grants to 10 private religious schools, despite a state law prohibiting public funding for such schools. Polk County, where Des Moines is located, gave the money in 2012 and 2013 to 9 local Catholic schools and 1 Christian school by giving the grants to a corporation that passed the money on to the schools. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.